You are listening to the Better Together podcast, brought to you by the National Association of Free Will Baptists.
Hey, everybody. I just want to say a big thank you to Dr. Moody and to Ryan Lewis and to the entire team at the executive office for all of the resources that they provide for us, for our churches. I hope these videos on websites have been helpful to you, have been beneficial to you. If I can help you or serve you in any way, don't hesitate to reach out. And again, thank you, Dr. Moody. Thank you, Ryan Lewis, and your whole team there for the incredible content that you are producing week after week to help our churches grow and become better. We truly are better together. Hey, everybody. In this video, I'm going to give you 13 tips about your church website that you need to be aware of or things that you need to do on a regular basis to make sure your church website stays fresh, current, and functioning properly. Here we go. Hello, my name is Joshua Riggs. I'm the creator of worshipresources.church. I help you discover and learn how to use quality resources to make your church better. If you haven't yet, please like this video, subscribe to this channel so you don't miss any of the new content we produce. This is the sixth video in a six-part series all about church websites. Church websites are so important for churches. And in this video, we're going to talk about all of the extra things that we weren't able to talk about in the first five videos. So this is 13 things that you need to be aware of, things you need to keep note of, or some things that you need to do to make sure your website is working great. Okay, the first thing, number one, is it will take longer than you expect to build your website. It will take longer than you expect. It just will. There are a lot of factors that go into websites. You've got images, you've got copy, you've got the technical aspects of it, you've got the actual building of the site, you've got the design, you've got logos and colors and fonts. There are a lot of things involved and it just will take a little longer than you expect. You should expect your website, if you are building it yourself, it's probably gonna take 3, maybe 4 months. If you're paying someone to build it for you, it should be done between 2 and 3 months. That's about how long it will take to get all the content in, get the design approved, and get it launched. Okay, number two, you might need to update your branding. In fact, if you haven't done this ever, or you haven't done this in a long time, if you're building a new site or refreshing your website, now's a great time to consider updating your branding. And your branding is your logo, your font, your colors, the look and feel of your church. So I would encourage you to update your branding or at least consider it. And that's going to be separate from your website build. But if your branding is right, it's on point, that will make your website build a lot easier. Number three, you need an SSL certificate. That stands for Secure Socket Layer. It doesn't really matter what it stands for. Just know that you need one. So if you visit your website and it says unsecure or it gives a warning message, that is a huge red flag when it comes to search engines and also for guests visiting your site. So make sure that you have an SSL certificate. And if you have no idea what that is, you need to talk to your host. Your hosting provider can help provide an SSL certificate for you. Number four, you need to make sure that your site looks good on mobile. And by that, I mean on your phone. Make sure your website looks good on your phone. Over 50% of all website traffic happens on a mobile device. So that means 1 out of every 2 people are going to look at your website from their phone. So make sure that it looks good on your phone. Make sure that it's mobile responsive. So no matter what screen somebody's looking at your website on, it's going to respond and look great on all screen sizes. This is huge. Make sure it's mobile friendly, mobile responsive. Number five, you need to take a bunch of pictures of your church family enjoying the life of your church. We talked about this in video 3 of this series, but you need to use real pictures of real people enjoying the life of your church. So that probably means you need to hire a photographer or get a photographer to come to your church for a weekend or a couple of weekends and take a bunch of pictures so you can use them on your site. So keep that in mind. You're going to need a lot of pictures of your church family enjoying the life of your church. Number six, you need to think through and maybe update your mission and vision. This is information you're going to include on your website, So you need to think through, what is your mission? What is your vision? Maybe it's time to refresh that or update that, and then you can include that on your website. Number 7 is closely related. You need to update or refresh your beliefs, your values. What are the things that you believe? What do you value? Think about those things, put those down on paper, write those down in a clear and concise way, and then include those on your website. Number 8, you need to write out the copy for kids and students and groups and missions and giving. Copy is all the text on your website, and you are going to need to write that out. What do you want to communicate on your website? You need to think through that for all of the different ministries that you have and be ready, be prepared to write out that copy. Number 9, you will need someone who can make graphics. You will use graphics on your site, let's say for an event or a sermon series or something you're promoting. You're going to want to use graphics. You're going to want to use great looking graphics. So you need someone who can make those graphics for you. And if you have no idea how to do graphics, I would encourage you to look at Canva. Canva is free. They do have a paid option, but it's free, where you can start making great looking graphics and then download them and then use them on your website. Okay, number 10, make sure you have regular backups of your site. Now, this will vary depending on what CMS you're using. Some CMSs will automatically back up the site for you. If you're using WordPress, you'll want to make sure that you have those backups set up, but you want to back up just in case there's something that goes wrong with the site, it goes down, you can quickly restore it back to its original state. Number 11, keep your website updated regularly. Now, we talked about this in video 4 about who should maintain the site, but make sure that it stays updated. Make sure the information on the site is current. If you have outdated information, it just makes you look bad and doesn't represent you very well. Number 12, use a secure password for everything website related. So your CMS, your hosting, your domain, make sure that the passwords are secure. I would recommend not using the same password for all three of those. And make sure it's not password 123. That is not a good password. Make sure your passwords are secure. And number 13, the 13th thing that you need to know as it relates to building or launching a website is to make sure you have someone who owns it. Who owns your site? Who is responsible for making sure that it's updated, that it's current, that it's backed up, that it's fresh, that it's working properly? One person has to be that person. It shouldn't be the senior pastor, in my opinion. Someone else, but make sure that one person owns the site, because if multiple people own it, it will never get updated. Okay, so that wraps up this series of videos on church websites. If I can help you or serve you in your church as it relates to your church website, let me know. You can send me an email, joshua@worshipresources.church. Again, my email is joshua@worshipresources.church. If you have any questions about website maintenance, or CMS, or hosting, or building a site, maintaining a site, anything like that, don't hesitate to reach out and let me know. Thanks again for watching, and be sure to like and subscribe to this channel. We'll have another video coming up very soon. We'll see you next time.